yards because you want to have the ball back and a chance to kick off?
Yeah, we were just trying to see if we could get the ball back. We knew they were trying to run the clock. If I let them, they would have run the clock down and kicked it with no time left, and we wouldn't have had at least a shot to try to get the ball back and try to run something. So. We were trying to score. We were trying to score a touchdown. We didn't want to score. We weren't trying to kick a field goal. We were trying to score a touchdown. So hoping we could get to a situation where we made it a four-point game, not a three-point game.
What's wrong with the pass defense today relative to last week?
Couldn't get them off the field. You know, we got to do a better job generating a pass rush. And, you know, went up against an outstanding quarterback and good pass-catch combination with him and Gates, and didn't seem like we handled that matchup very well.
How much do you think being on the field so much affected your defense late in the game there?
I don't know.
McCoy, Sean's kind of having carried that week after 31. Were they selling out to stop the run?
I don't think they were selling out, but I think there were some favorable matchups for us that we felt we could exploit. In the secondary, and I think we did. I thought Michael had a really good game throwing the football and obviously picked up some big yardage that way. So, you know, we've said all along that it doesn't matter how we score as long as we score. But I still think we left too many opportunities offensively out there too. You know, weren't real sharp in the first half. You know, had a penalty, have a touchdown call back, dropped one late. You know, I think we missed a field goal. So, you know, there's a lot of things we could have done offensively better to score enough points to win this game.
When Deshaun's penalty, what were you told happened,
or
what did you see happen?
The official told me that it was a late hit, and I did not see it, so I can't really comment anything else besides it. He said it was late. So.
You mentioned the pass rush. Was that a bigger concern to you than the coverage?
Nah, it's a combination of the both. You know, I think you got to try to make him uncomfortable, and I think at times he had too much time to. And when you get a quarterback that's as talented as Phillip, you know, that's going to hurt you.
What was Vic's injury when he came off for a play? And how was he now?
He said he was fine, so he went right back in. They didn't tell me what it was. They said he was out for, you know, the referee said he was out for a play, and then our trainers cleared him, so I didn't ask. They said he was going right back in, so I didn't get anything specific on that.
Brent came off on that same
play. Yeah, Brent went back in the next play, too. So, you know, I'll get a update from our trainers and where they are, but I know both Brent and Mike went back in on the next play. So
they were both very animated too. In the, I think that was a 2-minute warning. You had a big huddle there on the sideline, and both Vic and Zelik seemed to be not arguing, but making some sort of a point to you. Do you remember what that was about?
No.
The officials, when they said that Vic is done for that play, what's the explanation behind that he has to come off the field?
If it's an injured player, so it didn't matter who it is. If it was a left guard or the center or whatever, they have to go out for a play because the ref determined that they were injured. So,
in the first quarter, the pass to James Casey on the goal line, why didn't you challenge that?
Our guys upstairs said he didn't catch it.
You had a number of shots at Jackson today before you finally were able to connect with him. Are those, look at those, you think those are plays that, you know, we've got from a higher percentage if you're going to win a game like this one?
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, we left points out there offensively, and you can't do that against a good team. So there's when you play against a good quarterback, you got to be as sharp as you can. And I think offensively, obviously, had a touchdown call back, had a drop, you know, missed a field goal. You know, those are all you can come down to in a game like this that's decided on a field goal at the end of the game. You can nitpick and take a look at every play, but you know, to me, it's not nitpicking. The one play is the difference in a game, and we've talked about it all the time. You don't know when that play is going to impact the game, and we've got to understand how important it is to make plays, and we get an opportunity to make them. So
when Mike comes off, Chip, for a play, do you have the option of calling timeout and keeping him in the game?
No.
With what happened with the defense today, are these correctable mistakes? Is this a signal of a longer problem? Or is this just something to correct, you know, just some practice?
I hope so. This feeling doesn't feel real good, does it? So we better make sure we can correct this thing. We got a game in 4 days, so we come back out here and we're going to face another team that likes to throw the football, and we got to be ready to play.
You guys went with three safeties a lot, especially in the second half. Is that just because of the numbers?
Just because of the numbers at corner, we were down, you know, and hopefully if we can get Fletch back, you know, that'll help us a little bit over there. So, but that was just, you know, who was available at that point in time.
That's a position that across the league, it's hard to find starting caliber safeties. You guys have to look at your personnel and maybe go elsewhere to find some help at that position.
Right now? There ain't any safeties on the street, I can tell you that. So, you know, we'll go play with the ones we got.
You opted to use Chung in the slot a lot. I don't think Poyer played any defensive snaps that I saw. Did
the Washington game kind of just make you feel he might not be quite ready yet?
Yeah, you know, it depends on the matchup, and I think when Royal's in the slot, you know, there's some speed things there that you're going to try to get matched up, maybe try to get a faster guy in there. So, you know, that was kind of some of the thought process that went into that.
What were the issues on third down specifically on defense?
We didn't generate a good enough pass rush or cover well enough.
At this point, are tight ends a tough matchup for this defense?
If he is talented as that one, that was a tough matchup for us. So, yeah, is Antonio Gates a tough matchup? The answer is yes.
Jim, you talked about the defense, you know, being a work in progress, you know, going into the season. Do you and Bill still each week here kind of go over things and how to best use the guys in the system that they can play best?
Yeah, but it's not. That's what we always do. That's what we do as a staff all the time in terms of how we can, you know, put our players in position to make plays. And it's a, but it's not just a defensive thing. We left points out there offensively too, and got to do a better job of that. And we also missed a field goal. So I think our offense and our special teams contributed to the loss just as well as our defense did today. It's right where we are. We're 1-1. Played well enough to win 1 week and not well enough to win this week. So we got to get back to work tomorrow morning.
You said you have to play with these safeties. How do you...
No, I guess just in answer to the question, you're not going to find anybody at this point in time that's, you know, hanging out in a street corner that's going to be able to play safety for you. Everybody's allotted to their teams either through a draft or free agency, but I don't think there's any free agent safeties that are standing on the streets that are unemployed right now. That was my point.
That said, what can you do? How do you... Play.
We got to coach them better, and we got to put them in positions to make plays, and we got to make sure that we put a game plan together so that they understand it. It's a simple deal.
What's your thinking between rotating the two guys in and out, Nate and Earl, back and forth during the game?
You know, just trying to get both those guys work. I think they're close. You know, and trying to get Earl involved. I think Earl shows us things when you watch him play where we think he's got a bright future. So, but I don't think he's totally grasped everything that we're asking him to do. So, you know, try to put him in positions when we put him in the game that we're trying to play to his strengths.
Those deep balls to Deshaun, do you see those as something that you guys can get like every game, or is it just based on...
No, it's all based upon matchups and who you're playing and how that works and, you know, how different teams decide to deploy you and decide to defend you. So, it was just something that we felt in this game plan we had. I don't know if it's going to come up again. We'll see how other people decide how they're going to defend him.
On the Vic TD run, it looked like you only had six players on the line of scrimmage. It looked like you talked to Brent Celek after that play. Should he have been up further on the line?
No. I didn't talk to Brent about that. So, I mean, I can't tell you. Obviously, the officials thought we had seven on the line of scrimmage. So.
I know you don't pay attention to time of possession or don't place an emphasis on that, but do you think the amount of time that San Diego held the ball today hurt this team?
Yeah, but I think it's also our responsibility to get them off the field. You know, you just can't sit there and say, hey, we were on the field too long. You know, part of the responsibility is we got to get them off the field. So.
Thank you.